Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
We're going to play somebody who, you know, it's one of these things like making a bet that next year trees will have leaves, you know.
And Chad P.
Yeah, dude, I love rat, bro. Yeah, rat.
So anytime you say rat, I'm going, yeah, rat, yeah.
Class is in.
Hey, Rock School. Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor right here, Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Ex-student Chad next to me right here.
That's me.
Yes, Chad P., ladies and gentlemen. Why didn't I just let you say your name?
That's okay.
I decided to take over the whole show today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to my hometown today on Rock School.
Back to Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio. The mistake on the lake.
The Browns lost, man. Come on.
I'm sorry about that, but, you know, Pittsburgh won.
Yes, they
and
did.
I dislike Pittsburgh. You grow up in Cleveland, you have to. It becomes part of your DNA. Now, on the lake in Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you know how it got there? We gave $55 million. No. The word rock and roll was coined by the moon doggy, Alan Freed, when he was working in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And we gave $55 million. But past that, the 2009 inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either have been chosen already or are getting ready to be chosen. Now, I read online a leak that Les Paul was going in 2009.
Really?
I don't know that that's true. That may have been absolute rumor. I'm not sure. However, I thought to myself, well, if Les Paul is going in, and again, I don't know that for a fact. He may go in, he may not. That may just be a rumor. I thought to myself, who's going up? Who actually has a shot at getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame each year? Does anybody keep track of who actually, you know, is viable?
Mm-hmm.
Who can come up each year? Believe it or not, there's tons of websites that keep track of who comes up. Because in order to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you become ancient, I guess, or an artifact after 25 years. You become eligible to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25 years after the release of your first record.
Record? Doesn't matter what status it gets?
It just says record.
Okay.
So apparently if you don't have your first hit until apparently your third record, it's still your first record that they run it off of.
Well, that's good.
So who's up for grabs this year? Well, everybody who hadn't gone in the years before, there's the list.
Oh, word.
Yeah, that goes on for a while. But here are the people that are brand new this year.
Who's that?
Anthrax.
Yeah.
Billy Bragg.
Uh-huh.
Corrosion of Conformity.
Okay.
DRI.
Yeah.
Europe.
Okay.
Oh, please put in Europe. Make it the final countdown. The Golden Palomino. Johnny Gill, Julian Cope, Katrina and the Waves, because we're walking on sunshine. New Edition, Pantera, Pulp, Skinny Puppy, and this guy.
Who?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Ooh, put him in.
I think so too. I think he goes in on the first ballot. So today on Rock School, all the people who have a shot at getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how they're chosen, how the people are chosen, what categories there are, and basically the concept of how does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame work? But first, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Rock School. Man, that guy should go in. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show right here on Rock School.
I like that version of the nursery rhyme better than the one I was told.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coming up.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Mary Had a Little Lamb right here at Rock School. We're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at downtown Cleveland, Ohio, right on the lake. It's a building by I.M. Pei. And we're just going to talk today about those bands and those people, obviously Stevie Ray Vaughan, the person who are available this year to go in. I've heard that Les Paul's going in, may just be a rumor, but either the voting has either finished or they're just waiting to get around to voting on the next groupings. Who are these people?
Yeah, who are they?
Who are they? Who are these people that vote?
Well, number one, they are people that have been in the business well over 25 years.
I would
because,
think.
Because 25 years after you said the first record comes out, right?
At least they have to have knowledge of it.
Okay.
Some of them have been in for 25 years.
All right.
Some of them not.
So we're going back to at least to 1987.
Right.
Well,
at least 1987.
Probably well past that. But
those who have been in past, but the nominating committee specifically is made up of about 35 people. Here are their names. Some of them I've never heard of. Some of them I have. John Landau is the head of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's always the chairman of it.
Okay.
Anthony DeCurtis is on the list here. He's Rolling Stone critic.
Yeah.
Who else is on here? Arthur Levy. He's also the Rolling Stone editor. Dave Marsh. He's a critic. John Sykes. He's on it from MTV. Steven Van Zandt is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Please vote for your brother. Paul Schaefer's on it, as in David Letterman. Terry Stewart is on it. The Eurythmics, Touré, he's a critic that's on it. A lot of them, I don't recognize a lot of the other names that are on it. Bob Hilburn, Brian Kaiser, Joe Levy.
I need you to write a letter.
Oh, Claudia Perry.
Write a letter.
Claudia
Perry's on there. Get us on that committee.
I'd like to.
Get us on
that
committee.
My guess is you have to know John Landau, who really runs that place with an iron fist. But that's the nominating committee. It's a group of critics and people who are knowledgeable about rock and roll, and they make their picks out of those that are available. Here are some more that this year are available to be the 2009 class. Suicidal Tendencies.
Yep.
The Art of Noise.
Mm-hmm.
Cyndi Lauper. The Dead Milkmen. I love the Dead Milkmen. The Escape Club. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Howard Jones. And these guys.
Who?
Ratata.
Ratata.
Well, there's two T's. You got to pronounce them both. Round and round, Rock School. I loved them.
I loved them.
They started as Mickey Rat. That's, and they just shortened it down to Rat. And Slash normally wears, when he was playing with Guns N' Roses, he would wear a Mickey Rat t-shirt. He really liked them when they were both bands in L.A. getting started.
I can't listen to this band or hear their name without thinking of a friend of mine that I graduated college with that was from Chalmette, who always talked like the stereotypical Chalmation, and I'm doing the finger quotes, but he's like, "Yeah, dude, I love Rat, bro. Yeah, Rat." So anytime you say Rat, I'm going, "Yeah, Rat, yeah."
Those of you who are in up in Shreveport and also in
Connecticut.
Up in Connecticut, that's a section of New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, Chalmette's a section of New Orleans.
They call it the parish.
There you go. We are talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. By the way, this year, the Get Down, the concert, the whole schmeal.
Yeah.
Normally the award show is in the Waldorf Astoria in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Not this year.
Where's
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How do you get to Cleveland from here?
Go north till your feet are wet.
That's right.
Then you stop. That's the oldest joke in the Cleveland book. You were asking me about a song on here.
Yes, I'm looking at your playlist and I see Lou Reed.
Yeah, Lou Reed
Can
is not
Lou
in.
Reed?
Sure, cue up Lou Reed.
I've got Lou Reed, but I noticed that 1997. So
right.
That means he's been eligible since 97?
Yes.
11 now, years. What is the deal? Put him in.
Well, see, that's the thing. I this is the list of all these people have been available but have not gone in. There's one other group from 97 who has not gone in, Roxy Music.
Yeah.
There's no other 97s on here. I'm sure there's a lot of 97s, but none that are really, oh my gosh, why haven't they gone in?
Right.
Here's 1996, Doobie Brothers, not in. Dr. Hook, not in. Electric Light Orchestra.
I mean, what?
Kraftwerk. War.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Winwood. Those are all from 1996. Let me just real quickly. Alice Cooper isn't in.
Wow.
Blind Faith isn't in. Blood, Sweat, and Tears isn't in. Jeff Beck isn't in. Kiss isn't in.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. Marshall Tucker Band. I'm just picking names out of the clear blue sky. Pat Boone isn't in. Well, okay. Neil Diamond isn't in.
I wonder if the folks that sit on the committee have to deal with folks like you and me that just be like, hey.
All the time.
Hey.
All the time.
Stop what you're doing and come over here.
All the time.
All right. Kiss, what's going on?
All the time.
Maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea to sit on the committee.
Well, it's the concept of, do you like the same thing that the critics like? That's the question. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm a critic, and I like things a certain way, but then I get people that, you know, I hear about, you've got to hear this album. You've got to hear this album. Mm-hmm. I like some of Liz Phair's stuff, and I've heard about Exit to Guy Town.
Yeah.
And you've got to hear it. It's the greatest album in the world. I can't stand it. I don't like it at all.
You know, that's just one man's opinion.
Critics loved it.
You know, but sometimes, Doc, you just got to forget what the critics say.
Yes.
And take a walk on the wild side.
An introduction by a professional disc jockey, ladies and gentlemen, here on Rock School. Who needs three chords? That guy can do it with two.
Apparently
Lou Reed,
so.
Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Those are real people, by the way.
Maybe
when
that's
he's
a prerequisite.
Talking about them.
Yeah. To be in the Hall of Fame, you gotta have three chords in your song.
Maybe. Those are real people in the song, by the way.
What?
The real people he's talking about, all the people inside of that, Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh,
real
really?
People that were in his life, all those nicknames and such.
Ah.
Honest to goodness. Now, let me go the opposite direction. You're talking about all these people that should be in there.
Yeah.
One of the complaints against the Rock Hall of Fame is that too often fame gets in the way.
Oh.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to play somebody who, you know, it's one of these things like making a bet that next year trees will have leaves. You know, it's we won't even give you odds on it. I would be willing to bet
that
my shoes.
Okay.
That the band we're going to play afterwards goes in on the first ballot.
Okay.
And it's simply because of fame. It's one of these things like everybody knows them. Everybody will watch because this band is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to go, oh, they're in now. Let's go. It's one of these things. Are they being put in because of creative artistic license?
Yep.
Or are they being put in because massive band?
Folks, in the world of radio, this is what's known as teasing.
Yes. We'll be back. 1 minute. Rock School. Rock School, as we talk about the voting for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here are some more that have a shot at going in this year for the first time.
Who's that?
John Cafferty in the Beaver Brown Band.
Okay.
Corey Hart,
right.
Who wears his sunglasses at night. Surface, the Style Council, Social Distortion, Slayer, Run DMC, Queensryche, NoFX, Naked Ray Gun, K.D. Lang, Julia Shears. I don't think any of those are going in, but I'll bet you my shoes this guy goes in.
Yeah, and I can't really argue with you on this one. I got to agree with you. What's the matter?
Would you give me some bad medicine, Chad?
Sure will.
On Rock School.
Yeah!
get this straight. I just, because Chad's looking at me on. What? I don't dislike Bon Jovi.
No, I never said
you
did.
I don't. There's nothing, I don't have anything against Bon Jovi. I just know they're going in. It's one of those that you kind of look at the whole run of who's the popular kid. Billy, you know, Bon.
Yeah.
Bon's going in.
It's going to look something like this. Something like this. Ring, ring, ring. Hello. Hey, Bon Jovi. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Committee. Congratulations, you're in.
We knew that.
We knew that.
Yeah. The question is just who's going on. I think Stevie Ray Vaughan will go in as well.
I think he should.
Yeah, and I also think this next guy that you're going to do the stump on is going to go in as well.
I would think so.
We still have a lot to tell you about the voting. We're going to tell you about a voting scandal in 2007 all of the secondary voting that's not just the band, but also the sidemen, the non-performers, and what they call the early influences, where I think they're going to put in Les Paul. I've heard that. I don't know that that's for sure, but that's what I've heard.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Ladies and gentlemen in Shreveport, people of Shreveport, KSCL 91.3, thank you for listening. Tell about the people up there in Connecticut.
WESU 88.1, Middletown, Connecticut. Thank you very much for airing this wonderful radio program.
On the Rock School Radio Network.
That's right.
Welcome to the website, kslu.org.
I thought you forgot it for a second. What are you doing?
No, every time I say org, I feel like I'm clearing my throat.
That's creepy, dude. That's oogie.
Org. Look for the Rock School chalkboard on the right-hand side. You'll see a picture. Is your beard picture up yet?
I haven't gotten it. I lost it. I got to go find it. I'm going to go find the picture before I grow another one and take another one.
Shaved it from your hard drive, did you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for joining
us. We're here all day.
Professional radio. Done while you wait.
That's right.
Go ahead. Send them an email. How do you do it?
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. I was checking our email the other day, and what was the topic that we did last week? They went solo?
Yes.
I got an email with not like, hey, guys, doing a great job. Here's a suggestion. It was just a bunch of names. Just names.
Oh, just people went solo?
Yeah, it's like 25 names.
We got an hour, folks. That's it. We get emails from people who are angry at us because we don't play certain. We have an hour.
Yeah.
We have to pick and choose. The next person we're going to play, technically it's Paul Rogers. Technically it's Paul Rogers who is going in. But if Paul Rogers goes in, well, that means
the rest of
Free, right, his band Free will go in, and also Bad Company will go in because he is the lead singer of. So Bad Company is who we're going to play, and you have a stump on the Bad Company.
I have a stump on Bad Company, which you already got a third of. Bad Company is basically an English blues rock supergroup.
Yeah.
And the members of Bad Company are composed of what other bands? You got one of
Free.
Them.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, the guitarist. I can't tell you. I should know this off the top of my head.
One of them we hit on every now and then on this show.
I can't do it. I should have looked it up, but I can tell you right now I'm blank and it won't come.
All right. One of them is King Crimson.
That's right.
Boz Burrell.
That's right. King Crimson. I should have known that. In fact, we did them as part of our supergroup show.
Yeah.
And I'm blank. I know it won't come.
Who did Mick Ralphs come from?
It's right. The guitarist. And I can't tell you.
Mott the Hoople.
That's right. Mott the Hoople. All the young dudes. I should have known that.
Got it. You'd think I'd stump you so many times one day I'd get my diploma from this doggone thing.
And I should have gotten that one because we did play them as part of a supergroup run.
Yeah.
But I was busy all day.
I thought you were going to spout those things off like crazy.
And now that you've said it's one of those, you know how you don't know a fact, but when somebody tells it to you, you sort of release that endorphin in your head. If you could just go through life remembering things, you know, my old high school locker number. Oh, fantastic. Here's Bad Company on Rock School. King Crimson would have absolutely killed me.
I was like, he is going to throw these out there faster than I can ask the question.
And the thing about it is, I should have known it. And usually, I take some time before the show gets underway. But I didn't have the time today.
Yeah, because if you'd have looked it up, it's like the very first tidbit at the top of the page.
I'd have nailed it, but didn't have it.
Oh well.
Let's talk about this 2007 voting scandal for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like some info, please.
In 2007, the Dave Clark Five came up.
I remember you talked about it.
And the Dave Clark 5, you would be stunned how many people, I mean, the MC5 call themselves the MC5 because of the Dave Clark 5.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Van Halen proclaimed he wished to become a drummer and got into music because of the Dave Clark 5.
Yeah, they influenced almost everybody.
I mean, they were fantastic in terms of who they influenced. They came up. It was guaranteed the Dave Clark 5 was going in. The problem was Grandmaster Flash went in. Whoa.
What?
Even people on the run of the people who were voting said, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.
We voted for Dave Clark 5. Well, apparently, Jan Wenner used a technicality, the guy who runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
yeah,
used a technicality to disallow votes, saying they were late.
What?
Yeah, so basically he, depending on how you feel about it, he either used the rules correctly or did what he had to make sure that a rap act went in, because he had been saying in private that the Rock Hall simply could not go another year without allowing a rap act to go in, which kind of makes me think that Run DMC is going to go in this year.
Well, wait a minute. So, okay, maybe I've been missing the whole thing, but every year only one act goes in?
Oh, no, numerous acts go in.
Well, then how come they couldn't both go?
Apparently they had their full.
Oh.
They, because one, two, three. Last year it was Dave Clark 5, Leonard Cohen, Madonna, John Mellencamp, and The Ventures. So that would have been four rock acts. Leonard Cohen was put in as a sideman, I believe. If he wasn't put in as a sideman, he'd been put in one of the other categories, non-performer. Probably in a non-performer, because they put in four acts. Why not put them both in?
Yeah, I mean, who's to say you can't make an exception? Did they write laws?
John Wenner, apparently. He decided. So the Dave Clark 5 was dropped and then went in 2008. So a lot of people looked at the hall and said, no, wait a minute. It looks like you don't have this group actually deciding who's going in. They make the votes, and then this guy that's in charge of the hall says, I don't like your votes. I'm going to change him. So that really put a stink on top of the
whole
thing.
Even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has veto scandals.
Yeah, it seems that way. One other person that's got a shot at going up in 2009.
Who that is?
The man. You ever taken your fingers and made like the devil sign with the first finger and the pinky finger?
I've made the metal sign.
The metal sign?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what it is. This guy supposedly invented it. Got it from his grandmother, who was from Italy.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the way you put a curse on somebody when you point it at them, and when you put your hand up like the devil,
it kind of
stops the curse.
That's how it really works.
Ronnie James Dio. Like a rainbow in the dark. Hit it. There
is
you
that
go,
it?
Ronnie James Dio. Synthesizers.
That song started ending at like 45 seconds left.
Well, you got to have that Spinal Tap ending if you do Spinal Tap type music. You go to a Ronnie James Dio concert, they probably have that giant, skull head with the horns and all of that. And
a 17-inch Stonehenge.
Sure. beautiful. We were in danger of crushing a Stonehenge on stage. The guy who put synthesizers in heavy metal, Dio, I think he may actually go in. Of course, I've said about seven people will probably go in, and they're only going to put in probably four, the Rock Hall of Fame. We're going to take 1 minute. Come on back. I'll tell you some of the secondary sections where they put people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, some people who have gone in the past, and we'll play some more people who have a shot at getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year on Rock School. We'll be right back. This is Rock School, as we talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where they're going to be having the Cleveland, Ohio Award Show.
That's right.
Going to the Waldorf Astoria this year, and they will be picking the Sidemen. Yes, I see a hand in the back. That would be Mr. Pierce. Yes, sir. Yes, young man.
Okay, I got a question. No, I got a question.
Go ahead.
And this is, again, one of those, like, you know, what do you have to do to get kicked out of Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
But has there ever been an incident like the Pete Rose gambling baseball,
where you got kicked out?
Well, no, where you're not eligible to ever go in. Has there ever been a band that did something and they said, for that we will never vote you in?
I don't think
because they all talk like an evil dark overlord
and twist their mustaches.
Right. But again, you know, like, what do you have to do to disqualify yourself from being eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Has there ever been an incident?
I've never read anything like that. I know that the Sex Pistols turned down their nomination.
Really?
Yeah, you can go online and actually see a photocopy at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a copy of the letter that they wrote, and it's just this nasty, you stink, you know, that kind of thing. But
okay.
I don't know of anybody, now that I'm saying that, I wish I had the internet at my fingertips. We might be able to look that up, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Sidemen. There's the rock groups, and then there are three separate groups on top of that. Sidemen. Let me give you some of the people who have gone in as Sidemen. In 2008, Little Walter went in for harmonica.
Okay.
Steve Douglas, he's part of the Wrecking Crew, he went in for saxophone. Floyd Kramer for piano went in 2003.
Oh, so you can go in for an individual instrument?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
2002, Chet Atkins went in for guitar.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Johnson went in for piano. He was Chuck Berry's piano player in 2001.
Okay.
James Burton for guitar in 2001. Earl Palmer for drums.
What about Neil Peart? Neil Peart for drums?
No, he's not in there yet. Scotty Moore went in for in 2000 for Elvis, obviously. James Jamerson, my favorite bass player, went in
Funk
for 2000.
Brothers.
Yep. King Curtis, he's for saxophone. He was the coasters, Yaggity Yag, Don't Talk Back. He was a saxophonist. 2000, also in 2000, Hal Blaine on drums. So Sidemen, maybe you'll get a Sidemen this year. Notice they don't do it every year. 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, and 2008. That's it. So we might not get a Sidemen this year. We might get a Sidemen. Don't know. This one is from Chad.
Yeah.
He thinks that these people have a shot. I don't think so. We're 2 years out. Depeche Mode, if they were going to go in, would have gone in 2006.
Nah, but you know what? How long has Kiss been eligible? And I told you this off the air.
1999.
Now, we talked off the air, and whenever you played Bon Jovi, you said that you thought he would go in on sheer base of fame.
Yeah.
If you're going to vote it according to that, I think that Kiss needs to go in, too.
No, they won't. I don't think they will. I just don't think it will.
Okay.
Nor do I think Depeche Mode will go in, but I love this tune. Okay. Personal Jesus, Rock School.
Reach out, touch faith.
I've done something wrong. I feel like I've done something wrong. This is Rock School. We're talking about the Rock Hall of Fame, and we're in our last break here. We're a little early. We got a longer song to finish it off. Let me tell you about the other two categories that people have a shot at going in on. And again, in these categories, you don't get a person every year. Early influences. In fact, the last time this was actually used was in the year 2000 when Billie Holiday went in. There are four on here that I can see right off the bat that are from New Orleans.
Okay.
In 1998, Jelly Roll Morton went in.
Okay.
1997, Mahalia Jackson. 1992, Professor Longhair.
Yeah.
And in 1990, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Louis Armstrong.
The Louis Armstrong International Airport
went
in?
That's right. Yes, the entire thing. The entire hub. Non-performers is another one. Now, this is producers, disc jockeys, industry executives.
I was about to say non-performer. That means I got a shot.
That's right. This was renamed the Ahmet Award, the Ahmet Ertgun Award. He's the executive at Atlantic Records and was also named chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum not too long ago. Last year, they put some people in. Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. That was a Philadelphia Sound songwriting team. Some other people you might know. Mo Austin.
No.
Reprise Records. He's a guy that signed Hendrix.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
I don't know them either.
I'm trying to find Doc Pomus. He went in. You'd know Doc Pomus.
I know Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Holler and Dozier Holland, you'd know him. Carol King, you'd know her.
Mm-hmm.
Lieber and Stoller.
Yep.
Jerry Wexler, he's a journalist. He coined the term rhythm and blues. Leonard Chess Records. Alan Freed. Sam Phillips, you would know Sam Phillips, as in found Elvis. Well, actually, the secretary found Elvis, but he took all the credit. Clive Davis.
Yes.
He signed Aerosmith. So.
That's right.
George Martin, a few other ones you would know. Chris Blackwell, Island Records. Yes, no?
No.
Mo Austin. I think I gave you Mo Austin already. Jim Stewart founded Stax Records. So some other ones. So we're going to find out who goes in. I think if I got to pick, Bon Jovi and Stevie Ray Vaughan, I think are gimmies, and I've already heard that Les Paul is going in, but I don't know that for sure. I heard that, but I'm not sure.
Guess we'll have to wait and see. When did they come out?
I don't know. That's the thing. I've heard that the votes have already been done, and I've heard that they're close to being done. So we'll see. We're going to finish up with a guy who had a shot at going in 2001, which probably means it won't happen for him. This was another one Chad wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel, it's big time. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.
Hi there.